Finally, a disappointing result today after probably starting quite well.
Yeah, it's going to sound. Well, I don't even know what to say. After 30 minutes, if you were down at the game, we could have been 2-0 up. I thought we were really harshly dealt with. Higgy scores a header in the opening minutes of the game and gets disallowed, and then Chucky's through and goal. And you know, yes, his foot was up, but his intention was there, and he lobs it over the keeper and no contact. And you know, on that side, it was frustrating because we started the game really well and probably deserved to be in the lead. Frustrating thing for me is we lose the first goal. Kelly will look at it, it's a great strike from the lad at the edge of the box. Could we have possibly been a bit braver and going to close it and try to, you know, get some part of somebody's body on it that it doesn't go as easy, you know, a strike at goal? That's a question I'm asking them. Not take nothing away for the boys' strike, but then to lose two goals before half times, you know, it kills you, and it actually then, you know, gives you a chance to go in and have a wee bit of go at the players, because it's sort of seeping through from the first team, and it can quickly get into your club. And you know, I did say to them at half time, the first half hour great, but 15 minutes, if we find ourselves 3-0 down, it can't happen. You've got to find a way going in at 1-0 at worst. A wee bit of reaction in the second half, and Higgy, obviously, be disappointed. He's hit the target, keeper's made a save, it could have probably got us back into the game. But we kept at it, and then, you know, you end up losing Andy Ryan, who's frustrated. I thought it was a foul on him in the box and probably a penalty for us. He's lying with his marks on his shin. And he's frustrated. He said something to the referee and he sent him off, which, you know, if the referee's going to make decisions like that every week, there'll not be 22 players finishing every game. But that's no excuses. The last 15 minutes of the first half was the reason that we lost the game today.
But there's small margins.
No, they're small margins. For all the first half hour was really good. It's positive coming down. Kilmarnock had boys that are playing. They've got first team experience. But you can accept the first goal. As I'm saying, can somebody try and get a block? The boy puts it in the top corner. And if you come in at 1-0 down, and we've had the joy, and we've had disallowed goals, you can accept that. But there's a responsibility within the group to myself that you sometimes have to hang in the game of football. 3-0's a massive ask for them to come out in the second half. The one thing I'll say is I got a reaction off a few that I had a wee bit of go at, and you know, the standards that I'll have when the standards that I'll expect of them. And as I say, the last 20 minutes becomes a bit false because we're down to 10 men and Kilmarnock are comfortable ahead. But you know, nobody likes getting beat in the manner that we did today.
But then on the other hand, it was good to see the new signings getting some game time.
No, it's important. You've got to take something from the games, and at least boys got some decent game time under their belt. I don't think we've picked up any injuries. But it boils down to the, you know, people that weren't at the game, you look at it and say 5-1. And it's crazy, football's crazy, and you have to like turn it around quickly. And I will put demands on them because there's a responsibility that they've got to see out certain periods and games and not fold.